This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the show. Single day that I get to spend with you on radio and TV. I love it. I don't know how I would live without it. I love doing TV, hosting TV. I love hosting radio, and I love giving my views to you because I know that there's so few people on TV who think like me and you. So few people who think like us. And the irony is, on TV there's so few. On radio there's so few. But out in the real world, most people think like you and me. But you can't find anyone in radio or TV other than myself and Michael Savage and Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Rush Limbaugh. There's a few of us. Mark Levin, there's a few. But in the real world, especially on TV, there's almost nobody who thinks like us, acts like us, talks like us. I think exactly like Donald Trump. You know, I was just thinking back. A friend of mine named Ziad runs something called the New York the Financial Policy Council of New York. And Ziad's a best-selling author and a great guy and a multi-zillionaire from Wall Street. And he invited me to address his Financial Policy Council of New York about 3 years ago. And I went to New York, I think it was 2015. I gave a speech in front of a bunch of fancy-pantsy New York Wall Street guys, a few gals, but almost all guys. And I gave them my prescription, I think it was 25 ideas, 25-point plan, how you save the economy from this moron named Barack Obama. And if you go back and look at the video of that, I was reminded of this because I saw a tweet from my friend Ziad moments ago before the show began. If you go back and you look at my speech, which is online, go to the New York, Financial Policy Council of New York, and go online and click on Wayne Root Speech, or Google Financial Policy Council of New York Wayne Root Speech. Every single thing I recommended is being done by Donald Trump. Now, I don't know if Donald Trump read my book, Murder of the Middle Class, or Angry White Male, or The Power of Relentless, or read all my commentaries about economics, or he actually saw that speech, or none of that is true. He didn't read any of it. And he just thinks exactly like me. But every single thing I said would save the American economy. Every single thing I said is happening right now, and Donald Trump's doing it. So thank you, President Donald Trump, for thinking like me, or for grabbing, what do they say, stealing is the greatest form of flattery, for either grabbing everything I said in Angry White Male and Murder the Middle Class, and making it into your campaign platform, or just thinking exactly like me. But either way, Trump is saving America. He's making America great again. He's making America rich again. He's making us all safe again. And he's doing great stuff. And the key is, he's up against whacked out, mentally ill, mentally disturbed people. Not all liberals. Let me be careful. I say not everyone who's liberal is crazy or mentally ill. But a lot of them are mentally disturbed. And they say and do terrible, terrible things. So here's a great example. Fresno State Associate Professor Rhonda Girard. She cheered the death of former First Lady Barbara Bush. Remember, I came on the show yesterday, and the first thing I said to you is I don't always agree with the Bushes, and I don't really like the Bush family, and I think they're too deep state, and they're too swamp D.C., and they're too moderate establishment Republican. I can't stand that view. And yet, when someone dies, you say nothing but nice things about them. And Barbara Bush, by the way, isn't responsible for her husband or her son's views. Barbara Bush is responsible for being a great wife and a great mom who raised a great family. Whether you like George Bush, George W. Bush, or whether you like Jeb Bush, you have to admit they're wonderful people. She raised good kids. She's a great mom. And so all you could do is say, hey, she's 92 years old. She died. What a great woman. She's headed right to heaven. We all love her. We appreciate her. We salute her. And even if you couldn't stand her, say she was a liberal Democrat bordering on socialist Marxist communist, right? If she'd been that first lady, guess what? I still would say, God bless her. And I hope she's on her way to heaven. And she's a great lady because she's the first lady of the greatest country in world history. And so none of us would ever, anyone who goes to church is a Christian, or in my case, I'm a Jew, took Christ as my Savior. If you're Jewish or Christian, you believe in Judeo-Christian values, you could never say something bad, speak ill of the dead. You can't do that. So here's this professor. You got to find the best in people. You know, once they die, you got to say the best, find the best, think the best, and wish them well. If you're so vicious that you are bad-mouthing people who just died, and who lived a good life. She's a great mom, Barbara Bush. She's America's first mom, in addition to first lady. And if you could think only bad thoughts about her. So here's what Fresno State professor Randa Girar said about the first lady. Either you're against these pieces of, I'll say crap, because you can say crap on TV and radio. You can't say the word she said. Either you're against these pieces of you-know-what, and their genocidal ways, or you're part of the problem. That's actually how simple this is. I'm happy the witch is dead. Barbara Bush is a witch, according to this woman. Can't wait for the rest of her family to fall to their demise the way 1.5 million Iraqis have. Bye-bye. She puts bye, B-Y-Y-E-E-E-E-E, bye. Then she comes back with, I can't wait for the old white guard of literary writers and critics to die. Their time is effing up, too. And believe me when I tell you, she didn't use the word effing. And so Fresno State has to call a press conference about this woman. This woman also bragged that she could never be fired. She said in a tweet to someone who criticized her, to a tidal wave of people saying how terrible she was, sweetie, this is her talking, I work as a tenured professor. I make $100,000 a year doing that. I will never be fired. I will always have people wanting to hear what I have to say. And then all of a sudden, her biography said, currently on leave from Fresno State. And Fresno State said she has requested a leave for the spring semester and will not be teaching classes. Now, folks, and Fresno State is in crisis mode. I'm sure they've hired a crisis PR team to save Fresno State. I want to hear what you think about it all. And for today only, we have a special phone number. I want to make sure you know it. We're getting a new national 800 number. For today, just as we had it yesterday, it's a local Dallas number, 214-810-TALK. 214-810-TALK. 214-810-8255. You want to comment on how vicious liberals are, how classless, what incredible, terrible manners they've got, the things they would say about a wonderful woman who died. I want to hear from you. Because you got to understand, we don't do this on the right. We've never, ever dreamed of talking about the assassination of a president we don't agree with or wishing him dead. Those are horrible things we don't do. So today the number is 214-810-TALK, 214-810-8255. And I want you to take this number down because it's national toll-free, new number we should have in place tomorrow, 833-WAR-TALK. Our new number, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. You want to put it in your speed dial, 833-927-8255. Look, I'm a relentless patriot. I'm a relentless defender of all things American, a relentless fighter for the American middle class. And we don't say things like that, but the left, oh, some of them are such terrible people. How about, here's a student who filmed a professor cursing out a conservative in class. Here's my question. This woman that just got, fired, or certainly put out to pasture for the time being anyway by Fresno State. My question is, what chance would my kids have in her class, or your kids, with a conservative viewpoint? How can you have a radical, extreme view, liberal, lefty, socialist, Marxist, communist view like that, and not be hateful towards students? If you believe that George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush are murderers, and they murdered a million Iraqis. If you honestly believe that, and you wish them dead, celebrate their death, and wish the rest of the Bush family would die, How would you teach my children, my daughters and my sons, how would they ever get anything but F's in your classroom? Because you're vicious and you're biased and you're prejudiced and you don't have a nice bone in your body and you're going to hate my kids for being conservatives. And this is why on college campuses, kids have to be quiet. You have to be quiet because if you speak out loud, you will be silenced. You will be shouted down. You will be cursed at. They will throw stones at you. They will protest you. They will spit on you. My daughter graduated Harvard University at the top of the class, magna cum laude. And I was invited during her time at Harvard University to address the largest economics class at Harvard. And I flew 3,000 miles from Vegas, where I live, to Boston, Cambridge, to address that class, and they were all business students, and they gave me a wonderful ovation when my speech was over. I did not discuss politics. It was pure business. But when it was over, a kid comes up to me, and he says, "Mr. Root, what a fantastic speech. We loved you. And I am the chairman of the Harvard Republican Club, and I'd love you to come speak tonight. I know it's short notice. Would you speak tonight at the Harvard Republican Club?" And I said, "Sure. How many kids will you have there tonight?" And he said, "Three." That's how many people we have at the Harvard Republican Club. And I said, this is a quote, "What's it like being a Republican at Harvard?" And he said, and this is a quote, "Well, if you tell people you're Republican, they spit on you. We've put posters up at a free speech wall at Harvard, which is called the free speech wall because you could say anything. You could admit you murdered someone and people will not judge you. You could admit you come out as gay or transsexual and nobody's allowed to judge you. We put a poster up for Mitt Romney. Someone ripped it down and defecated on it." True story from the brilliant brain surgeons at Harvard University. What do you think your kids will be treated like if they come out as conservative at a top university that you're paying $70,000 a year for your kids to attend? This is America today. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We're fighting back. We're not going to take it anymore. See you in a sec. Root for Blue Blocker sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
War now!
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Welcome back. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. If you're watching on Newsmax TV and you want to hear me 3 hours a day, the easy way is, the best way is to call your local conservative radio station anywhere in the United States, any city you're in. Tell them you want War Now, the Wayne Allyn Show. And it doesn't have to be live. You can listen to it taped. They can get it after the show, before the show, the next day. Wherever they have a hole in the lineup, tell them to put in, you want your War Now, the Wayne Allyn Show. And all they have to do is contact USA Radio at usaradio.com. And if you are listening on the radio right now, I want you to watch the last hour of my show on Newsmax TV, Channel 349 DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish. Is that seared in my brain or what? I could say that 1,000 times in a row. I could be tortured by our terrorist enemies. Well, where is your show viewed? Channel 349 DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish, Fios, Uverse, NewsmaxTV.com, YouTube.com, Stream Live. I know where this show airs by heart, baby. It's like the national anthem for me. I pledge allegiance to Newsmax TV and USA Radio, as well as the great United States of America and God. Always God. All right, so if you want to email me, I want to make sure you know where to reach me. It's WayneRoot@gmail.com. Now, we've taken about 2 months off because a key employee was off for a little while, but that key employee is back. And we are going to start taking the best of your comments that you send to me and putting them up on the screen. So if you want to see your letters to me broadcast on national TV, start sending your letters again to WayneRoot@gmail.com. I've been reading every single one of them, even for these last 2 months. I read them all, but we haven't put them on TV because there's been a key employee missing who doesn't type them onto the screen anymore. That employee is back and doing a great job, and I'm so thrilled he's back. And so send me your letters, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Tell me what you think about the show and the issues and topics you like, and how much you like Donald Trump, our great president. And if you want to make comments to Newsmax, just send them to Newsmax TV. War@Newsmax.com. War@Newsmax.com. You want to let them know about the show and how much you enjoy it, and you want to see an expanded role for Wayne Root? Well, go to the Newsmax war@newsmax.com. But to send it to me, that's what's going to get put up on the screen, wainroot@gmail.com. All right. A couple of funny stories here. First of all, Donald Trump making fun of Stormy Daniels and the guy she claims threatened her life and her children's life if she ever spoke about her affair with Donald Trump. She had an artist design a photo, right? You know, like they do at crime scenes. They have an artist, put together a photo of what the criminal looks like, and she had the photo made. And I swear to you, it looks like Tom Brady, the quarterback of the New England Patriots. It's like the handsomest guy that ever lived is the one who threatened her, and he throws 60-yard touchdown bombs for the New England Patriots, and even Trump was laughing about it. He said it looks roughly like her husband. I've never seen Stormy Daniels' husband, but he must be a great-looking guy, because if he looks like Tom Brady, then she drew a combination of her husband and Tom Brady. But I looked at it, I immediately said, Tom Brady, the football player, is this girl kidding me? And then the other funny story of the day is Eric Holder, the former attorney general, who I believe is the worst, most corrupt criminal attorney general in the history of the United States, the first sitting cabinet member of any kind in the history of America to be held in contempt of Congress. And by the way, he was held in contempt by both Republicans and Democrats. He now thinks, in his mind, he's going to be the next president of the United States. Eric Holder, thinks he's going to be president of the United States. He's, you know, he's mulling over a run for president. He told MSNBC, he says, I'm thinking about it. Haven't made a decision yet, but he's going to visit New Hampshire in June. Eric Holder. Can I try to explain something to Eric Holder? And this is not anything against liberals. It's against conservatives, too. I've argued for years, unless you're a good-looking guy or gal, show business. Politics is show business. It's Hollywood. And you got to look good to be president of the United States. You got to be attractive. You got to have good personality. You got to have charisma. You got to be a great dresser. You got to have high energy. People got to like you. And that's why I argued in my book, Murder of the Middle Class, that we never had a good presidential candidate since Reagan. It isn't Reagan's views that we're missing. It's Reagan's looks and personality and charisma and energy that we're missing. And so I said, we've got to have a showman extraordinaire as presidential candidate. And along comes Donald Trump right out of Hollywood Central Casting. And he literally was from Hollywood and Celebrity Apprentice. And he's a celebrity to boot. And he was the perfect guy. And he wins the presidency. And Wayne Root has proven exactly right. Well, Eric Holder, I would say that about Obama. I'd say he was a good-looking guy. I'd say he has charisma. I'd say he had personality. I'd say he had energy. He had that X factor, that Q factor. And the average person liked him. So they overlooked his incredibly radical socialist, Marxist, communist, anti-American views. Obama got away with it. You, Eric, are not good-looking. You have no charisma. You have no personality. You're not a great dresser. You have no Q factor. People don't like you. You were in contempt of Congress. You're a criminal. You belong in prison. Believe me, people aren't going to overlook your radical Marxist, socialist, communist views, anti-American views. You are Obama without any of the lovable characteristics. You can't run for president. What a fool. Delusional. Hashtag delusional Eric Holder. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn, War Now, Newsmax TV, USA Radio. In Allyn Root, just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000, that's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
USA Radio News.
92-year-old Barbara Bush passed away yesterday, and we're starting to hear some of the details of the final hours of her life. Reverend Dr. Russell Jones Levinson is her current pastor at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston. He shares what it was like to be with the Bush family in those final moments.
And all the family, when we were together yesterday, it was a day full of I love yous, and we read to her during the day. We all took turns. I read the first 48 Psalms.
58% of voters support the U.S.-led airstrikes against the Syrian government, while 23 oppose. That's according to a new Politico Morning Consulting poll. Taking a look at the poll breakdown, 77% of Republicans support the airstrikes, compared to 9% who oppose them. Meanwhile, 49% of Democrats back the military action, while 32 do not. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio News Max TV. We're about to take some calls. By the way, the phone number is a different number today. It's a local number. We are changing over our 800 national number. It's 214-810-TALK. 214-810-TALK. 214-810-8255. There's still room for a couple calls. 214-810-8255. Toll-free number, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We were talking about the Fresno State professor, and here's a student at a New Jersey community college, and the professor is under investigation after being caught on camera berating a conservative student. I told you, this is my fear, that we can no longer send our children to college and expect them to get decent grades because the professors are liberal maniacs. They're out of their mind. They're obsessed with, like, murdering Donald Trump, assassinating the president. How are they going to treat you when your kid says, I like Donald Trump? You think they're going to give him a good grade? Brookdale Community College is in New Jersey. Sociology professor Howard Finkelstein shouted, F your life, while pounding his hand on a table after student Christopher Lyle stated that both men and women can be victims of sexual assault. That's something to scream F you about? This is how crazy liberals are, how unhinged they are. Now, the unhinged professor's outburst took place during Sociology 105 intercultural communication class. Lyle, 23, told the outlet this is one of the many disagreements he had with the professor. I'm being discriminated against at my school because of my beliefs. The professor regularly tells him to shut up, has criticized him for owning a gun, dismissed his opinions as the reason America is not great. He's basically just lecturing this one student, says Joey Smith, 26, who filmed the outburst. The class devolves into lectures specifically directed at the one conservative student for the whole period. We're sitting there and he's speaking directly to Chris, going back and forth about personal thoughts. I have to stand up for myself and my beliefs, Lyle says. I pay money to learn. I don't pay money to get lectured on my beliefs. And this, folks, is what's happening in colleges all over this country. And just to show you where liberals stand, Governor Andrew Cuomo grants parolees the right to vote. You know, everywhere in this country, they want convicted felons on parole to vote because they know if you're a convicted felon and you're a criminal, the odds are pretty strong, maybe like 95%, that you vote Democrat. They know you're going to vote only Democrat or you won't vote at all. So that's why they want Democrats. Well, that was a faux pas. That was an interesting one. That's why they want felons to vote, because they know they'll vote Democrat. They know they're born Democrats. They're criminals. And that's all Democrats seem to care about is criminals. They don't care about honest people. They don't care about working folks. They don't care about taxpayers who pay the taxes. They care about criminals. By the way, this just in, breaking news, a Delta Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing and the engine appeared to be on fire. I mean, you got to wonder what the heck's going on. There's never any problems with American Airlines. And I don't mean American like the name American Airline. I mean American Airlines in general. United States of America has the safest airlines in the world. Air traffic is always safe. People don't get killed. The poor lady was killed yesterday on the Southwest flight. First in the individual killed in an accident on an airplane, on a commercial jetliner, since 2009. We've got this down to a science where it's just so safe up in those blue skies. And all of a sudden, Southwest had three emergencies in 48 hours, and now Delta Airlines has an emergency landing. Just kind of strange and worth taking note of. Maybe there's something else going on here I don't know about. Maybe there's something involved. Could there be terror involved? Could someone be purposely letting a screw go loose or letting something break or throwing a wrench in the system? I don't know. Or could this just be because we've had a period of uninterrupted safety because airplanes were relatively new, and the fleets were all getting old, and so things are bound to happen now? I don't know, but I know there's problems. Back to politics. Laura Ingraham's ratings have surged 36% despite David Hogg's boycott. They're now hitting an all-time high.
all-time high for Laura Ingraham. Congratulations to Laura Ingraham. Let me give her a hand. She's on a competing network, and I think it's great. God bless Laura Ingraham and Fox News, and I hope we have such luck at Newsmax TV that people tune in because of liberals bad-mouthing us and trying to ruin us and destroy us. The reality is you can't stop 63 million Trump voters. We count, and our votes count, and our purchases count as consumers. There was a study recently, 60% of all purchases in America are bought by people who lean conservative. Only 40% bought by people who lean liberal. 60% of things bought in America are bought by conservatives. So don't you think you need to pay attention to us, be nice to us, and respect us? Don't you think you shouldn't pull out of advertising at our shows because some lefty says you should? All right, and then last comment I want to make is lawmakers recommend Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, and Andrew McCabe for criminal referrals. Do you understand? It's all caving in for them. At the exact moment, they think it's all caving in for Trump because of some silly porn star, because they think Stormy Daniels is going to bring down Donald Trump. Nothing brings down Donald Trump. Nothing. During the election, during the campaign for president, every time Trump said something that the media found outrageous and they made it a headline, everybody thought his career was over. Republican establishment thought, his opponents thought it, liberals thought it, the media thought it. And it never was. Matter of fact, he went up in popularity every time. And now you raid his lawyer's office. You overreached beyond belief. Everyone in America is disgusted at what Mueller did and what you all just think is wonderful. And they're coming to Donald Trump's side. We're winning people over. Thank God you're all so delusional. Thank God you're all so vicious. And the same thing holds with this plan to destroy Laura Ingraham. Guess what? It didn't work. Your plan to destroy Sean Hannity, guess what? It's not going to work. You're never going to destroy Wayne Root. I wrote the book, The Power of Relentless. None of you can defeat us because our fans love us. They're not going anywhere. And now, right when you thought you had us where you wanted us, Republican lawmakers recommend Clinton, Comey, Lynch, and McCabe for criminal referrals. Guess what? Your house of cards is collapsing. Let's take some calls. We got line three. Mike in Fresno. He wants to talk about the Fresno State professor. I think it's apropos we speak to Mike in Fresno because that's his home turf. Hey, Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Good.
Good. Wayne.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mike from Fresno.
I know. Tell me what you think.
Well, I'll tell you what. I went to school at Fresno State. We're not all like that. Liberal professor. In fact, we're pretty conservative out here. I just want to let you know, it takes a lot of guts to talk about somebody that passed away. You know, that professor, in my opinion, you remember Precious First Lady's son said there's evil in the world when terrorist attacks. It goes beyond evil. It's the devil himself that comes to lie, steal, and kill, and destroy, and murder. And I tell you what, Wayne, they can't get rid of us. We don't just support political parties. We support our Bible. And when you get rid of one, we start multiplying, and you don't want to mess with God. I'd like to see that lady debate the Bush family in Texas. She's got a lot of guts, so that's all I have to say.
All right. You're saying she's got a lot of guts. Well, I think she's got a lot of stupidity, and she's delusional. I mean, those are terrible things to say. First of all, college professor using curse words in a tweet. Again and again, she used the F word and the SH word. You can't do that. A public figure and a college professor, supposed an intellectual, saying F this, F you, F that. You can't do that in America today. You're going to lose your job. It's just absolutely ridiculous, silly, delusional, stupid, arrogant, ignorant. There's so many words I could use. And it's mental disturbance is what it is. You're mentally disturbed if you think you can use curse words in Twitter and be a college professor and someone who's supposed to be even-handed. You can't do it. And to say you're glad somebody died because they have a different political view than you is absurd. It's just wrong. It's un-American. And by the way, that last caller wanted to let me know that not everyone at Fresno is like that lady. Well, of course not. Fresno, by the way, probably one of the, if not the most conservative area in the entire California. But guess what? It turns out California is not nearly as bad as the liberal media thinks, or even I thought. Because here's a new study out that shows half of Californians, I'm glad, was it Mike? I think it was Mike from Fresno. I'm glad he called because I'm able to talk about this study now. Half of Californians support deportations and the Muslim travel ban. And so the reality is people born in California, American citizens, are I'm sure, overwhelmingly for Donald Trump and overwhelmingly for the Muslim travel ban of 50-50. If California is divided, 50% support the Muslim travel ban and 50% support deportation in a state filled with millions of illegals, then all the normal people who are born in America and born in California are still conservative. The problem is, and I've said this again and again, liberals know they can't win elections unless they open the border and let in millions of foreigners, most of them illegal, who don't think like Americans and don't love America and don't believe in the U.S. Constitution, haven't even read the U.S. Constitution, don't like the U.S. Constitution, don't believe in Judeo-Christian values, don't believe in capitalism. And that's what they've done in California. There's still lots of good people in California, but they're overwhelmed by illegals. And so when you hear half support deportation, that means almost everyone born there supports deportation. Everyone born in this country on American soil in California supports deportation, overwhelmingly. That means everyone born in America, born in California on U.S. soil, they support the Muslim travel ban. That means they support Donald Trump. There's plenty of Trump voters and Trump donors in California. But we're all under attack. We're under attack by the IRS. We're under attack by the FBI. When I get back, we'll take your calls. The lines are now filled. We'll take your calls when we get back. Wayne Allyn, Warren Al, will also talk about the bombshell Inspector General's report that reveals the FBI to be corrupt, treasonous, and criminal in their cover-up of Clinton's crimes. And the Obama administration instructed the DOJ and the FBI to surveil Donald Trump. Of course they did. I've said from day one, Obama's in charge. He's the one that ordered all the bad stuff. So he needs to be prosecuted. Wayne Allyn, Warren Al. We'll see you in a sec.
Being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
When I say Italy, what comes...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back. Wayne on the Root, War Now. One of the fans of the show sent me a note. I didn't even know about this. In Memphis, they were told by the state legislature of Tennessee not to remove Confederate statues. There's actually a law that says they cannot remove Confederate statues. But Memphis got around it with a technicality. They sold the parks for $1,000 each, and the new people who bought the parks were nonprofits, and they took down the statues. So the Tennessee legislature has now stripped $250,000 in funding from Memphis as a payback for removing the Confederate statues. See, we're under attack all over the United States of America. Conservatives, traditionalists, nationalists, patriots who love America. I don't love the Civil War or Confederates. I have no dog in this hunt at all. No dog in this hunt. And by the way, I think there's a line open, Chris, because I'm hearing feedback in my ear of my own voice. So somebody pressed the button. There we go. Now it's better. So I have no hunt in this dog. I wasn't born in the South. I'm not a Confederate lover. I just think it's part of history. You don't remove those statues. And so conservatives seem to be under attack all over the United States of America, and we're starting to fight back. We have to fight back. It's ridiculous. You have no right to take down those statues, especially if there's a state law that says you can't. All right. Let's take some calls. Marie in New Jersey is on line one, a regular caller of the show. Hey, Marie, how are you?
Good, good, thanks. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say that I'm Hispanic, born in the United States, and I'm over 50. And I have to say about this program, Newsmax, I absolutely love it. I recommend it to everyone all over the world because it's so educational and they tell you the truth. Now, regarding my message is this. We have a huge security risk for the world, and with this nuclear weapons with Kim Jong-un, and we are living historical moment right now. And I can't believe that no president has ever agreed to sit down with North Korean leaders. And I am so proud of President Donald Trump. He's such a courageous man. He's looking for, you know, our safety, and not only our safety, but the safety of the whole world. And I absolutely love this president. And also, this man, Pompeo, I think he's on the same page as Trump is. And just go for it.
All right.
You're
thank
our
you.
President.
Thank you, Marie. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the thoughts. Trump is doing a great job. Media doesn't want you to know that. I hear there's going to be a big announcement after he was hanging out today and yesterday with the president of Japan as well, Abe. I think it's going to be a big announcement tomorrow about a cooperation between the United States and Japan. Trump is changing the world, and liberals either don't notice it or don't care, or they're delusional, or they're mentally ill, and they can't accept what's going on, what a great job our president is doing. Line number four, R.W. from Palm Beach wants to talk about Stormy Daniels. RW, you're on with War. Wayne Allyn-Root, how are you?
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Very good. What's on your mind?
Well, I get, you know, two things. One, the first thing you brought up about 30 minutes ago is in regards to this charade that we've all been put up against in regards to this porn star that is now trying to desecrate our president, as well as, you know, this is nothing but a money deal, and most of us know that. And the biggest thing that I wanted to bring up is the fact that I have friends of all colors and backgrounds, et cetera, but most people are too lazy to get the facts, and we can get the facts very easily if we go to the Senate website or the House of Representatives website, and it doesn't matter what we do, 51% of those the country are uneducated because all they know is what they read in the papers or, you know, what's what you used to say. Today, it's all they know is what they see on CNN and the networks.
RW, it's much more than that. Thank you, RW. Appreciate it. It's much more than that. It's not necessarily that they're uneducated or they've been dumbed down by the educational system. That's true. But it's that somewhere approaching 50% of Americans on a welfare check. I think it's 108 million Americans get a welfare check. That does not include Social Security, which you and I both know is not welfare. Liberals like to lump it in. It's not an entitlement. It's not welfare. You paid into it. You deserve to get your payout back. As a matter of fact, what you paid in your lifetime, you're lucky if you get back a small portion of it because they're paying you almost no interest on it. If you put it in a bank account or had it in stocks, you might have gotten 7% every year of your whole life, and your Social Security little a portion of Social Security, that bundle, instead of being like 300 grand, might be 3 million. So we all got ripped off with Social Security. That's not welfare. But anyway, 108 million people are on welfare checks of some kind in the United States. Food stamps, aid to dependent children, housing, free meals at school, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's the reason people are dumbed down. It's not just their intellectual capacity has been dumbed down. It's that they've been bribed by a government check. So they vote for whoever keeps giving them the checks and whoever promises to make the checks be larger. That's the issue we're dealing with. Let's take line two. Dennis in New Mexico. Line two. Dennis wants to talk about changing parts of the Constitution. Probably the last call of the night. You got about a minute, Dennis. Go. Dennis,
yes,
are you there?
What I wanted. Yes, I am. I'm right here. What I wanted to say was we can have constitutional conventions in every state capital. Each sheriff would select two Republicans, two Democrats, and two independents. They would take those people to their state capital and vote on constitutional amendments to the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, you're talking about Mark Levin's idea of constitutional conventions, and I wrote it up in one of my books. I believe it was Murder in the Middle Class. I made it a part of my book. It's a good idea. Of course, liberals could take the same good idea and ruin our Constitution. So we've got to be really careful. A lot of bad people out there. I don't know if we give them that opening or not, but there's no question we have more conservatives in every state in this country than liberals. So we have the advantage if we handle it correctly. Thank you for the call, Dennis. There's so many more of you on hold. We'll get to you tomorrow. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now. Newsmax TV, USA Radio. God bless all of you. Be safe tonight. Fly safe if you're on an airplane. We'll see you tomorrow.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance trans travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.